Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
I want to assure the public out there we've got a very good summer grain harvest, maize as well as soya as well as other grains. We are well stocked at farm level in terms of livestock as well as fruit and vegetables and so forth. What we're going to experience is a rise in food prices, as we've seen, due to the fact that farmers and the rest of the value chain must fork out a lot of money to buy diesel. And we've been part of a task team where we've advised the minister on a number of interventions. One of those interventions include perhaps looking at how to increase the diesel rebate, really expanded it to the rest of the processing side of the value chain. But in addition to it, we also want to see more support for farmers so that they can purchase their own solar systems, other systems to generate their own electricity. Now, the minister has, in a budget speech, announced the formation of energy fund. But what we are saying is integrate that energy fund with the private sector, especially the banks. The banks have their own green funds so that farmers can use that money to leverage the green funds of the banks and also then get access to more funding for bigger systems.
Christo, can you take me through the economics of it in the last 4 years, say when load shedding was not at such high levels in the country? Is there an estimate that AgriSA can say for type of loss that was incurred due to load shedding?
It's very difficult to quantify at this stage. But what I want to emphasize is, remember, we were very fortunate in that we were declared an essential service in 2020. And we had a very good harvest at the same time. And that actually helped South Africa to avert a full-scale food crisis. But then came 2022 and the war broke out in Ukraine, and that started to push up the prices of input. Price of diesel went up, we just went through the roof. The price of shipping, the price of packaging, the price of fertilizers, biochemicals, you name it, just went through the roof. And farmers then had to make provision for that in terms of food production, the food production budgets and so forth. But in addition to it, then we had load shedding. And over December, farmers really had a difficult time because not only had to contend with the heat wave, but they also had then contend with no electricity for irrigation. And then we had instances where dairy farmers and some poultry farmers and even grain farmers and fruit farmers have lost part of their production. But remember, there's also a range of other factors now that push up prices. We've seen very, very funny rains, especially in the summer grain area, and has an impact on the availability of vegetables like tomatoes, potatoes, and so forth, because the wet conditions just makes it very difficult. Definitely going to have a major impact on food prices. And then also, over the medium term, on farmers' ability to continue, do what they do best, and that's to farm. Because, you know, the more their profit margins come under pressure due to load shedding, the more they will, have to answer very, very big questions and critical questions whether they can continue to plant the amount of hectares that they've planted in the past.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.